This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A judge will likely decide this week whether the alleged King Soopers shooter can stand trial. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The 24-year-old has been hospitalized with schizophrenia at the state's mental health hospital since December 2021. Prosecutors say he has shown great improvement since being forcibly medicated with antipsychotic medication and can assist in his own defense. But the accused shooter's defense attorneys say he is still not well enough to stand trial. One forensic psychologist who has treated the accused shooter testified he told her he bought guns to carry out a mass shooting and that he, quote, wanted to commit suicide by cop. One of the 10 people killed at the grocery store was a Boulder police officer. The judge could rule on his mental health as soon as this week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The former Adams County Sheriff and two of his top deputies were charged with four felonies each today. Former Sheriff Rick Reigenborn, his former Undersheriff Tommy McClellan, and his former head of training Mickey Bethel, faced charges of falsifying records and trying to influence a public servant. Authorities say they created phony records but failed to complete required trainings for firearm use and driving classes in 2021. Reigenborn lost his re-election bid last year after CPR News reported on the criminal investigation. And this is CPR News. In Denver tonight, lows in the lower 50s.